Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Yud Daled, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, as today is the beginning of the 18 items. The 18 items that were mentioned in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Hananiah ben Chizkiah ben Garon, who we have to thank for having Sefer Yechezkel in the canon, and the fact that we still study it, and it seemingly has some psukkim of contradiction, as we discussed yesterday. The Gemara in Megillah discusses all of the controversial books that were the last thoughts to put into the Tanakh. Here it mentions Yechezkel, and the Gemara there mentions Koheles, and Shir Hashira might have been a question, where did it come from, and Esther, obviously. So Yechezkel was on that list, but Hananiah spent his time and did his doctoral thesis on describing Sefer Yechezkel and making sure that it was safe to learn and we have the proper interpretation. Okay, so the Gemara said there that when he was up there, the Chachamim visited him, and one time, as the Rambam said, they found all the Gedolei Hador were there at the same time. So they said, what a great opportunity. Let's discuss all of the major issues of the day, like Tum and Tara, like Mikvah, like many other issues that are going to, Be'ez Hashem, come up right now. So Shmona Fedavar Gazu, they made 18 Gzeiras that day when Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and they were Nimnu Vagamru, that they decided that those were going to be the halachas. And the Brisa, right at the beginning, right here, quotes the first 10. My Ninu, Shmona Asar Davar, what are they? Ditznan. The Mishnah says in Meseches Zavin. Mishnah says in Zavin. Remember, a number of them are right here in our Perek. But another 10 are now being discussed from Meseches Zavim in Seder Tara. So Elu Poslan Asar Truma. The following items are Pasal Truma. What does that mean, Pasul Truma? Let's review for a minute the ABCs of Tum and Tara that we need to understand the next couple of lines. We know generally Tumah is passed down. When there's an Avi Avos HaTumah, obviously there's only one Avi Avos HaTumah, and that's a dead body. It's the most tummy, the granddaddy of all Tumah. So when somebody touches that, they become an Av HaTumah. There are many Avos HaTumah. The first parak of Maseches Kalim discusses all the Avos HaTumos. Many of these can be an Av HaTumah. You have a recently dead insect, somebody who touched a dead body, Shechva Zera. There's many, but that could be like a dead body. That could be an avi avos atumah. But many others, look in the first parak in Kalim, list off all the avos atumah. Usually if the avatumah touches something else, it becomes a rishon atumah. A rishon touches something, it becomes a sheni latumah. By most items of the world, that's it stops. And it can't be more than a sheni latumah. If a sheni latumah touches most items in the world, nothing happens. Because it's not so holy, it's not so kadosh, therefore nothing, it can't become. It's not as susceptible. It's not as fragile. Except there are two items. A sheni can make a shlishi by truma and kachim. If a sheni touches truma or kachim, so then the truma or the kachim become a shlishi. Because as we know, the more kadosh something could be, the more tamei something could be. Right, so the sheni makes a shlishi in kachim and truma, and a shlishi can make a revi'i in kachim. Right, that's the only one. So again, everything can become a sheni, a shlishi is only by truma and kachim, and a revi'i is only by kachim. So that is all on the Me'ikar Hadin D'Oraisa world. But Chazal now are about to tell us that many times they were gozer. They were gozer tumas. We mentioned in the past that there are some exceptions to the rule. Sometimes tumas transferred across and not down. Like Mishkav Azav. Azav sits on a couch. The couch becomes an Av also, just like the Zav is. So once in a while it transfers across. And like what you just said also, Cherev Harayukachalo, the din that if there's a sword, or maybe any type of metal or any type of instrument in a dead body. Rachmanel Islan, somebody gets, I think it's a story in Maseches Yuma where somebody, one Kohen stabbed the other one running to do the Trumas Hadeshen. So that sword is an Avi Avos HaTumah. Special din for Parshas Chukas. Cherev Harayukachol. So a couple of exceptions, but generally Tumah is passed downward and it stops by Sheni, by most items, except Shlishi for Truma and Revi for Kachim. So based on that, the Gemara says, Mani Nishmona Sadavar, what are the 18 things? Ditzan, the Bishop in Zavin. Elu Postlanet at Truma. One other point of introduction. There are two verbs that are used in the laws of Tum and Tara, in Seder Taris, Posel and Metame. If I say A is Metame B, Metame means it not only makes the item Tame, but it gives it the power to be Metame something else. That's what Metame means. A is Metame B, that means B is Tame, and it can be Metame C. Posel means it's Metame it, but it does not give it the power to be Metame something else. That's the language of Posel. Two verbs that are used in the context of Tumentara. So the Mishnah says, Elu Poslin es HaTruma. The following items, Pasol Truma. What does that mean? they are metami truma and it stops there. Meaning, they're shenis. Sheni osi shlishi betruma, right? If it was chulin, that has to be up above. But the following items, all these items on the list, are considered shenis. That's post-letters that truma's code word. You're a sheni on a durabana level. As we'll see, because on a daraisa level, none of these apply. Number one. Ha'ochel ochel rishon. If somebody eats food, that is a rishon latuma. What's the halacha? So the person becomes a sheni. Why is that a din d'rabbanan? Because on a d'oraisa level, a person can only become tamei from an av hatuma. A person can't be anything less than a rishon on a d'oraisa level. A person can be an av hatuma and a rishon latuma, or a rishon latuma. A person cannot be anything less. So here, when Chazal say, if I eat a rishon, I become a sheni, it's a din d'rabbanan. The reasons for all of these halachas are on today's daf. But first we list off all of the halachas, and then we'll figure out why there is such a gzeira. So ha'ochel ochel rishon. Rashi quotes, whenever tum and tahara are introduced in Shas, Rashi always quotes the ABCs. And again, this is an area of halacha which we should focus on and be into. Shouldn't be like, oh, tum and tahara, I turn off. Right? No, first of all, here you want to base something that's just going to be halacha l'maisa. So we have to know all the details of Tum and Tahara. We have to know, our wives have to know, everybody has to know. It's going to be just like Hilchas Kashrus. We're going to have to know Tum and Tahara. It's going to be very, very Lamaisa. We're going to be going to the mikveh every 3 days, right? And Yisraelim, not just Kohanim, right? Because we're going to have to Tum and Tahara. So number one. Number two, even if it's not, this is Torah Lishma. This is a whole area. It's 1/6 of Mishnayos. And it's the largest Seder of Mishnayos. Right, so it's something that we have to realize that if we don't appreciate something enough, it just means that we haven't studied it enough. The more we study something and appreciate it, so then we learn the messages and the details of the lumdis of the halachas, and in that way we can help it more appreciate it more. Okay, so the first one on the list is if I eat a rishon, I become a sheni. Next, v'ha'ochal ochal sheni. If I eat a sheni, I also become a sheni. Right, all of these items, I become a sheni. Why do you have to list it separately? It's the Rishon to discuss. What can you just say? If I eat a Sheni, it was of course if you eat a Rishon. Okay. Vashosemashkitameyan. Or if I drink Tame liquid. If I drink Tame liquid. Again, that is Durabana, because liquid cannot be Matame me. Unless it's liquid Av. Most of the time, you can't have a liquid that's an Av. Once in a while, you do. You have the liquids that come out of a Zav's body. Those are Avos. On a daraisa level, the roke and the ziva and the shech vazera maybe of a zav. Okay, v'haba rosho v'ruba b'mayim she'uvim. This next one, the rishonim discuss is after somebody goes to the mikvah, then they go and they dunk in mayim she'uvim. Basically, they go into a bathtub. After I go to the mikvah, I go into a bathtub. That bathtub makes me tamei midrabanan, makes me a sheni latuma. Why should that be? So again, we'll see in the Gemara. Again, it's only on, talking about a case where somebody went to the mikvah, somebody's a tful yom, and then they go to mikvah, and then they go into a bathtub. Mayim she'uvin, drawn water, meaning non-rainwater. So that is, that makes a person a sheni latuma. Tosva says, he's tummy anyway until the nighttime, he's a tful yom. So what's the difference? Tosva says, he's going to have to go to the mikvah again. That's an afkamina. Tosfos and Dibra Maschol v'haba. Tevek leshu tol yom. He's a tol yom anyway. He has to wait till sunset to be tar. V'yish lomar the nafkamina. Dafilu harav shimsho. Post lashu yachsor v'yitpol. He has to go to the mikvah again. That's the nafkamina. Okay, so that is 1, 2, 3. That was number 4. Right, if somebody goes to the mikvah and then on the same day he goes to the bathtub. And next, v'tahar, a totally tar person. Shenaflu arosho v'rubo shloshalu g'mayim shuvim. Basically, if somebody takes a shower, a tar person who takes a shower who has 3 lukin of water thrown over him. So he takes a shower, they become a sheni latuma. Wow. V'ha-sefer. Again, the reasons for all of this will be discussed on today's daf. What is sefer? Sefer means Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom. Kol kisve ha-kodesh. Any kisve ha-kodesh. Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. All sifre Tanakh, which then were written as scrolls. They are all have the status of Sheni Latuma. Why would you say that's the most kadosh thing in the world? Why would you say that? So we will see. V'ha sefer. There is a machlokas Rishonim. Rashi is taking a stand on it. Rashi says Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Other Rishonim just say Torah. Doesn't apply to Nevi'im Ksuvim, but Rashi says here it is Torah. And it doesn't even mean the entire Torah. A part of a Torah also might have this status. How much of Torah? So it's a Mishnah. in Meseches Yadayim. The Mishnah in Yadayim tells us, Sefer Shenimchak. Let's say a Sefer Torah got a lot rubbed out. V'nishtayer bo shmonim b'chamish osios. It has 85 letters left. As long as you have a Torah, that's a lot of letters rubbed out. Let's say you have a piece of a cloth, you have one of the sections, and as long as it has 85 letters on it, that's Nechshav a Sefer Torah, and it has Kedusha Sefer Torah, and it has Tumas Yadayim, as we'll see on it. Why should it be? That's a Gemara later on in this Pesachta. Because by Yehi ben Soa, that section in the Torah has 85 letters, that's the smallest parsha in the Torah, by Yehi ben Soa Benucha Yomar, it has 85 letters. So the Mishnah says, Kiparshas by Yehi ben Soa, Metame Yesi Yadayim. That's the smallest one that can be Metame. That's what Sefer here means. Veha Yadayim, and your hands. All hands, unwashed, have the status of a Sheni Atoma. And Vahatful Yom, Atful Yom, somebody who even just goes to the mikvah. And he has to wait till sunset. The Gemara will ask, that's a din d'oraisa, isn't it? Why is that in this list? It's a din d'oraisa, that a tful yom has the din of a sheni. Okay, and last two. V'ha ochlim, v'ha kelim, shenitmu b'mashkin. Food and kelim that became tummy from mashkin. Again, that's a din d'rabanan. Could be, because mashkin, most liquids, as we said, are rishons. You have a few liquids that are avs, that come from a zav. But most liquids are rishons. So if you have a rishon that touches food, it's not going to make, or touches a kli, it's not going to make it tameh. A kli also, just like a person, on a daraisa level, a kli or a person can only become tameh from an av hatumah. Ein kli v'adam nitma elamei av hatumah. Rashi says that all over. He says it also here as well. You see Rashi on the 10th to last skinny line. Min haTorah ein ochel matame adam meha'ochlo. Chutz mi nevelos oftar. It's a separate special din. Eating the nevelo of a kosher bird, it's matame me as it goes down my throat. Special din that's learned out in Meseches Taurus. But that's ha'ochel, that's the din d'araisa. Okay, so these are ten of the gzeiros, 10 of the 18 that were made in the attic. So now let's figure out who the opinion is of this Mishnah, and then get to each one, and we'll see there are halakha l'maisa ramifications for today. Even though they seem to be just tum and tara then, we will see that there are some halakha l'maisa elements and other messages that we can learn. Good. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Mantana ha'ochalocha rishon, yochalocha sheni. Who is the opinion that says, if somebody eats a rishon or a sheni food, mifsal pasli, they have the power to pasl, meaning they're a sheni, timui elomatamu, but they don't have the power to pass on the ability to make something else tameh, meaning they're not a rishon. Who is the other opinion? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yeshua hi. It's Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, in Meseches Taharos, Rabbi Eliezer, who is not the opinion of our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ha'ochel ochel rishon rishon, v'yochel ochel sheni sheni. Rabbi Eliezer says, literally, you are what you eat. Right? If you eat a rishon, you're a rishon. If you eat a sheni, you're a sheni. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Ochel shlishi shlishi. That's not what our Braisa holds. Well, that's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no. Ha'ochel ochel rishon v'ochel sheni sheni. You're never worse than a sheni. You're never a rishon. Chazal never goes there that you're going to become a rishon just because you ate a rishon. No, they would go there that you should become a sheni. Shlishi, if you eat, this is a continuation of the Mishnah, and then we'll get to the reasons, but this is the opinion of our Mishnah, is Rabbi Yeshua. Shlishi, if somebody eats a shlishi, how could you have a shlishi? The Mishnah will talk about that in a second. Sheni lakodesh. If you eat a shlishi, if a person eats a shlishi, they become a sheni regarding kachim. That means they could give over the tumah power twice, because kachim could even become a revi'i. I mean, it's the only thing. So a sheni can become, if somebody eats a shlishi, they become a sheni for kachim. They ain't sheni l'truma, but they don't become a sheni for truma. What are we talking about? How do you have a shlishi? Most things in life cannot become a shlishi. So the Mishnah clarifies, b'chulin shenasu al taras truma. If somebody eats their chulin with the standard of truma, that was a certain type of behavior in the days of the Mikdash, even if I'm a Yisrael. I'm a Yisrael. I have no chiyuv of eating items batara. I can eat tum all day. There's no isser for me to become tameh. There's an isser for me to be tameh and then go into the base of Mikdash, or eat kachim, or handle truma. Right, but generally, if I want to make myself tameh, so is there any hashkafically? It's not okay. But halachically, it's not. But I could accept myself upon myself to eat my items b'tahara. That was an acceptance that is discussed in the Mishnayos. So that's what we're talking about here. How can you have a shlishi that's not shruma if you're the person that decided that your chulin is going to be eaten on the level of truma? So that also could become a shlishi on a drabbanan level at least. Okay, period. So that's the end. We just figured out who the Tana of our Mishnah is. It's Rabbi Yeshua who says, if you eat anything, you're no more than a sheni. It's not Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Period. So now we're going to go into every single one of the Gzeiras, what the reasons were. What's the reason? Number one. So if somebody, if I eat food that's a Rishon, I become a sheni. Why? On a Daraisa level, it doesn't make me tummy at all. So why am I tummy? My time a gazu be rabanan tuma de zimnin de achil ochlin temeim vishakil mashkin de truma vishadi lepume opasalahu. What am I going to be eating? I'm going to be eating tame food. I'm going to take a rishon and I'm going to eat it. Let's say, I don't know, I have a cucumber. I have a cucumber that became a rishon, right? It, somehow it touched something that was an av, and I'm going to eat it. And while I'm eating it, I'm going to need to wash my cucumber down. So I'm going to take a drink. Let's say I'm a Kohen. I'm going to take a drink of Truma drink, whatever that might be. So I'm going to take a drink of Truma drink, Truma wine. So in my mouth, now I'm going to have a Rishon LaTuma and the Truma. So it could very well, the food in my mouth could be Mitame each other. That's the worry. That's the worry. Even though the person himself, there's nothing to worry about, but I might wash down my tummy food with a truma liquid. And then I'm going to passel the truma liquid. That I'm not allowed to do. Rashi, upasalahu, a couple lines down, via Torah hishira al hatruma l'shamra b'tara. And we have an isser in the Torah. We have to guard truma that it stays tar. Dichsiv es mismeresh trumosai. We didn't get there in the mitzvah shir yet, Hashem, but those are still listening. We're towards the end of Sefer Vayikra. But Mishnah Shuvah says, there's an Isser Daraisa. Right? There's a mitzvah of Shmira. I have to guard my truma. Lefichach, that's what they said. They were gozer on eating Ochlin Temeim, so that I'm not accustomed to eating truma. Because if I become a sheni, then I'm not going to pick up the truma. Similarly, back to the Gemara, Shosem Ashkin Temeim, if somebody drinks Tamei liquid. My time a gozer be rabbanan, they become a sheni. My time a gozer be rabbanan tuma. Why would the rabbanan gozer tuma in that case, right? That this is the third gzera. The shosa mashkin tumeyin. So why that? Same thing. The zimnin de shasa mashkin tumeyin. Maybe I'm going to drink tame liquid. Vishakal ochlin de truma. And then while it's still in my mouth going down, I'm going to take some truma food solid. Vishadi lepume, put it into my mouth. Upasaluhu. And then I'm going to be metameyit. So that's why both food and liquid are targeted by Chazal. Hainu hach, the Gemara asks, you know, isn't that the same? What do you need both gzeiras for? Right? It's the same issue. Same issue. The Gemara says, no. My time ha-shrichi ha-bahalo shrichi. You might say it's common to wash food down with liquid. It's not so common to put food in my mouth while I'm drinking. Right? If we're drinking something, usually the liquid's down before we put the food in my mouth. Maybe it might mean, like, I still have liquid, some of the liquid in my mouth, even though I swallowed most of it, but that's more unusual. So you might have said, Chazal, we're not goes there in that direction. Kamash Malan, that's why the Mishnah, the Bryce has to tell me, the Mishnah has to tell me that they were goes there in that case as well. It's an important Avni Miluim that has come up in the past. The Avni Miluim, the Ksos, in his commentary on Evan Ezer, the Avni Miluim, Rav Ayi Leib HaKohen Heller, or Kahana, he had two last names. Once had a Balabas who was a direct descendant from the Kuntras Asvekos, who was the brother of the Ksos. And his last name was Kahan or Kahana, right? So the question is, but the Ksos' last name was Heller, right? He was the nephew of the Tosfos Yontif, right? The Yontif Liebman Heller, Rabbi Leib HaKohen Heller, right? So how do you have two last names? So the research showed that they had two last names. Heller Kahana, or Kahana Heller. And the brother, the Ksos' brother, the Kuntras Asvekos, took the last name of Kahan or Kahana, and then the Ksos himself took the name of Heller. Okay. Anyway, in the back of the Avni Miluim, you have Tshuvas. There are Tshuvas written, and in Simin Yurches, he discusses the Isser of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chadchila. One is not allowed to be Mevatel Isurim on purpose. We had a Ian Shear about this a couple of years ago. For example, I know there's a halacha bittel, but let's say I want my chicken soup to have a little more tangy taste. So I'm going to put a little milk into my chicken soup, but less than 1/60th. Less than shishim. So it's going to be batel. That's an isser. I'm not allowed to do bittel l'chadchila. If it happens, it happens. But bidulach anchila, that's an isser. According to Rov Rishonim, that's an isser drabanan. Not an isser daraisa. Where does it say in the Torah? Not allowed to do that. Acharav lahatos. So Rov Rishonim, there's a raiva that says it's daraisa, but Rov Rishonim says it's drabanan. Says the avodim miluim, except for ones. There's one type of item that is usher daraisa to be bidulach anchila, and that is truma. That's part of this isser. Not it's a mitzvah to be shomer truma. Not only does that mean you have to make sure it remains tahar, you have to make sure it remains. Period. Not that it remains tahar. And therefore, aim of island is al-Khachila is an isser da araisa when it comes to truma. That is the chiddush of the Avni Miluim. Yir laniyas daiti. Dahacham in atorah aser. Mishum da anu musharan ala truma. Shalom nafsi dena. Kidechsi vushmata mismishbres truma sai. Umin atorah tzorach shimur shalom nafsi da truma. Ukavavatal truma betoch chulin. Hari neefacha isser leheter. Venasa mi truma chulin. Dacharam lahatos ukamavur. Vahavali ma'abid ha truma biadayim. And therefore, it's an Issa Daraisa. It's an important Avni Miluim to be aware of in terms of Bittul Isser Lechad Chila. Okay. So that is the first three Xeris. Next. Vahaba Rosho Veruba Vamayim Sheuvim. If somebody, after they go to the mikveh that day, they're at Tful Yom, they go into a bathtub. My time, it goes to Berabon and Tumah. And then we extended that to even a Tar person taking a shower. So why would it go to Tum in that case? Amar Bibi, Amar Abasi. Shebetchilo hayutovlem b'mei ma'aros, mechunasin v'sruchin. Right, we live in a time period where we are mefunakim. Right, we have nice mikvahs. We have nice mikvahs. In the olden days, they had to find a cave with mikvahs in the bottom of the cave, and Ein Brera, that's the mikvah you had to go to. So sometimes the water was not so clean. And therefore, after people went to the mikvah, they wanted to wash themselves off after the mikvah, because it wasn't so clean. And therefore, they used to wash themselves after the mikvah. And his chilu v'asum kva. And after a while, people started thinking that that was part of the process of tahara. They started making it a keva. Oh, you didn't take a shower after the mikvah? What do you go back to the mikvah? Go back to the shower. People started thinking that's part of the process. Gazur aleim tumah. So Chazal said, to make sure that people wouldn't think that that's part of the process, we'll describe this more in a minute, so that's why they said, you know what? If you go take a shower or a bath afterwards, you're metame yourself. So people will make sure not to do that. My keva, what does that mean? That they made of keva, Amar Abaya, Shahayu Omrim, Lo Elu Metarin, Ela Elu Ve'elu Metarin. People started saying, oh, you don't only need the mikvah, you need the shower afterwards to be metar you. Amar Le Rava, Rava says, my nafkamina, so what would be so bad about that? So they just added on another step. Hakatavli ba'anach. They went to the mikvah. So what? They went to the mikvah plus. So they did something else afterwards. What's so bad about that? Right? If people start saying that after you go out of the mikvah, you have to jump three times. Okay. Right? So what's so bad? You went to the mikvah. So El Amar Rava, no. Shehayu omrim lo elu mitarin, ela elu mitarin. People started saying only the shower was mitahir. And the mikvah is only to clean yourself off before you take a bath. Something like that. Right, that was the problem, and therefore, that's why the Rabbanan said, you're metame yourself in the second part of the process. The Pnei Yeshua here asks, I find that pretty amazing, you know, that people would start thinking that. Says the Pnei Yeshua, V'lechala yishla tamua, dehechav shalomar, litos, v'lomar she'elu ashuvim heima yu metarim, de'im kein, lama hayu tovel me'ikar b'mayim sruchim,
why would anybody go into putrid water, what, in order to get dirty, in order to take a shower, that's matar you afterwards? Right? It's like you have to build up an appetite in order to eat. You have to really become dirty in order to be... It doesn't make sense, says the Pnei Yeshua. V'nira dochak lomar she'ikar achshash eno ela b'pnei haroim. De'ika dechazi b'mayim she'uvim lo chazi hach tvila desruchim. He says, a little difficult, maybe it's because of the people watching. They'd see that the people would walk in late, they'd see you taking a shower, like, wow, I didn't know you could just take a shower, and then you leave. They didn't know you went to the mikvah first. It's a possibility. That just doesn't say that in the Gemara. Okay, so he says, so he ends up saying maybe it's an issue of the kavana. People might not have the proper kavana. They might think the kavana latar is really the second one, and the first one is just a preparatory stage. Okay, and what do you mean for kavana? For truma, you need kavana in your tefillah. Remember the Mishnayos and Maseches Chagiga? If I go to the mikvah today, I'm fine. Even if a woman, you know, falls into a mikvah and there's no chatzitza, she's tahar. But for truma and for kachim, the Mishnayos is going to worry about Maiser Sheni. You have to have kavana for if you went to the mikveh, you didn't have kavanah that you can eat shroomy afterwards, you have to go back to the mikveh. So that might have been the problem. People would not have the proper kavanah. Either way, this is the halacha. And this is why, what does it have to do with us? This only has to do with truma, like the Bnei Yeshua said. But there is an extension of the Mordechai. And it's not only a Mordechai, it's a Ramah. The Ramah quotes in Simin Reish Ayin, Asilchas Mikvos. The Ramah quotes in Simin Reish Ayin, Sif Ayin He. That's a big Simin. It's all about Mikvos. Sif Ayin He, the Ramah quotes the Mordechai. Ula achar hatfila b'mei mikvah ksherim muteres likanis l'merchatz kadesha techame matzma. After you go into the mikvah, you're allowed to go into the sauna. Aval lachzar v'lirchos achar kach yesh osrim v'chei nagu. That's the Ramaz minag, that a woman should not take a shower after the mikvah, based on this Gemara. Going back to this Gemara. The Achronim wonder on the Ramah. What's the Ramah talking about? This Gemara is only about Shruma. It's not talking about Heto Lebaila. As the Pnei Yeshua said, it's only Lushim the Kavanah Toas. Either way, that's the Ramah. The Ramah says it, and that is the Minog. For sure, not at the Mikvah. The post can discuss, what about after she goes home? Right? Is she allowed to? And Rabbi Forrest quotes all the Poskim. And Poskim say that at least she should touch her husband before, if she wants to. So, because there shouldn't be, like, she shouldn't think that this is part of the Torah process. Some Poskim say she should do more than just touch her husband. But again, this is the Rabbi Forrest in the second volume of his Sefer Anida. In the opinion of many Poskim, a woman should not bathe or shower the night after her tefillah. This applies to washing most of the body. She may wash parts of her body. If she's uncomfortable without showering, some Poskim forbid her to shower without washing both her body and her head at the same time. It's like the Yontif shower. Other permit her to bathe after she was with her husband or even after she merely touched him. If she was involved in household work and became soiled, she may bathe. Woman who is uncomfortable because of a lingering odor of the mikvah should utilize one of the leniency cited above. Touch her husband, then shower without washing her body and head simultaneously. Either way, this is Tzorama. But then, one should note that Sephardic post can permit a woman to bathe after tefillah. Tzorama. Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. But this is the an important halacha in Hilchos Nida. Okay, we continue. Says the I forgot to mention. There's another halacha lamaisa ramification for this. Out of left field. Says Rav Moshe, Evan Ezer, Chela Gimel, Simin Yudches, double ring ceremonies. A chassan gives the kala a ring, and then the kala wants to give a chassan a ring. So Rav Moshe is vehemently opposed in 1969 to his one of his star pupils, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rebbe Ephraim, who he should have many Arichas Yamim Vishanim, who now lives in Harnof. He lived in Memphis, Tennessee for many, many years. Anyway, so says the Rav Moshe. He was asked this. He says, first of all, if you do it afterwards, it doesn't affect the marriage. They're married. You shouldn't think that it uproots anything. Vade leinyan kiddushin be'achar shekvar niskatshav kedin hein kiddushim gemurim. Umasha gam shehina, she gives him something afterwards. Divrei hevel v'shtus. You want to do it as a ceremony? It's nonsense. It's meaningless. And even if they have a tenai and they think that the marriage is going to be with both, it's masa mashakasa batara. So it's meaningless and the marriage kicks in and what they had in mind is nothing. But Aser Lasos came. Says Rav Moshe, it's Aser to have a double ring ceremony. Lo mi boy, not only if it's the minog of the non-Jews in that time period, that generation, im minag hanachrim who kain shuissa daraisa, afilu eno chok lavodazara, v'chulu, v'koshkem b'zeh shugadag adini atar b'dini anachrim, v'chulu, elavim eno klau chok v'nachrim nami nira da'asr lasos kain, b'shasa chup apolo amira. You can't do it. Why? Even if no non-Jew would do it. D'yesh l'damos l'zeh l'hagzera t'habarosho v'ruba b'mayim sh'uvim. Shabbos yudalid. They used to do A, they added on B, and they said, B is a problem because you're going to think that B is part of the Iker, and then you might even forget A. Says Rav Moshe, that's where I'll be medamed to. V'kol shekein hacha, shema shegam hino senes tabasu l'kiddushin, sheishlocha sheyavu mizeh sheyomer shegam ha'isho yichol l'kadish ha'sa'ish, v'yavsha adayin lo nimnu bezin l'gzer, and even though we don't have bezin today to be gozer, says Rav Moshe, mikom akom vaday, zeh atzmo she'osin davar, sheyachalavo l'zeh, hu vaday inyin iser. And then he says, they're going to forget. He says, interesting. Causing a forgetting of any halacha is an iser. Of pentishkach, as Hashem will pen, over belav. as the Gemara talks about in Menachos Daf Sadek Tes, he quotes. That's Rav Moshe. If somebody wants to wear a ring afterwards, not getting into that that issue right now, but not a double ring ceremony. Yichud Rum is the earliest time you got. Right? It's the earliest time you got if somebody wants to wear one. Again, different discussion in the postgame about that, about a man wearing a ring, is that Beged Isha? Whatever, not for now. But at least the ceremony, Rav Moshe says no way. Moshe says no way, not under the chuppah. Not under the chuppah. Isha nikneis, not her ish nikne. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Did not quote that in the 7.5 years ago, I don't think. It was not in my notes. We continue. Vitar. So he said, you can't go into the bathtub. What about the next one? Vitar shenafla rosho verubo shlosha lugin maim she'uvim. So what about that case? What about a shower afterwards that they also were goes or against? My timer goes to be Rabbanan Tuma. Why did Rabbanan say that too? De'i lo halo kaimaha. Why were they goes by tar people? Right, by a tefil yom, went to the mikvah right afterwards, fine. Why by a tar person? Because Chazal assumed that if you're not gozer by anybody, it's not going to hold up by tefil yom. You have to say all showers and all bathtub make you a sheni latumah. That's the only way that the gzeira is going to stand. It's not a gzeira like gzeira, it's one powerful gzeira together. V'sefer, next, v'sefer, my time it goes to be Rabban Atumah. Why were Chazal gozer? Why do svarim have the status of a sheni latumah? So Amar Rav Sharshi as follows. Shevetchilo hayu matznienes ochlin detruma etzel sefer Torah. Wow. Amar haikodesh vaikodesh. Where did the Kohanim keep their truma? You know, if it would be in the fridge, you know, so then people might take it. They might not know it's truma. Might not have been labeled. And, you know, they didn't have, like, the special Ziplocs with the, you could put a marker exactly what it is. It could get confusing. They didn't want people to, something to happen to their truma. So where should they put it? They'll put it in the Aron Kodesh. What better place is there than to put the truma in the Aron Kodesh? The problem is, food brings animals. And therefore, they used to put it in the next to the Aron. They used to come in, and the Bereishis was nibbled away. Right? That was the problem. So therefore, Chazal said, we have to figure out a way to make sure people don't put their food in the Aron Kodesh. Ah! If we say the Sifrei Torah are Matame, the truma, it's going to keep it away, because then they're going to ruin their truma by putting it into the Aron. So Kiva Techazet, Techazet, Lidei Pseida, Gazabir Banatuma. That's why they did that. Good. Vahayadayim. What about Stam Yadayim? Hands. Hands, all unwashed hands, has the halacha of a Sheni Latuma.
But by doing that, then, in effect, the Chazals are themselves being Mevatel the Trumas, no? I
mean, Chazal are being Mevatel. Maybe they'll be Mevatel in one case until it catches on that they're not going to do it anymore. Their motivation is that people don't put it there anymore.
Right, so
if somebody does it, they're not going to be so refit because there's only Tumat Rabbanan, but they hope that in the larger scheme of things, they're going to make Sifrei Torah last longer in this regard. Vahayadayim, hands, all hands, unwashed hands are Tameh, Mitah, Mibresha, Dayim Askani Yosein, because we don't know where the hands have been. So unless you know for sure, hands have the status of a Sheni La Tumah. Next, Tana, Af Yadayim Habos Machma Sefer Postles as a Shuma. Even hands that come Machma Sefer, meaning hands that touch Svarim, have the status of a Sheni Latuma. Mishum de Rabbi Parnach. Why'd they do this? Because of Rabbi Parnach. Rabbi Parnach wanted to prevent something else. He wanted people from touching Svarim with their bare hands. So Rabbi Parnach, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Some are familiar with this from the end of Megillah. Ha'ochei Sefer Torah Arum. If somebody touches a Sefer Torah naked, what does that mean? 99% of Rishonim means if you touch a Sefer Torah without a beged in between. That's the problem. The Rambam might be read, you touch the Sefer Torah when the person is naked. He might mean that, but let's go with the other pshat, because Rov Rishonim say it explicitly. Rashi says, below mitpachas, right? If a person touches the cloth of a Sefer Torah, nikbar arum. He's buried naked. Arum salkataitach, says the Gemara. Really? The Ritva says, such a chamor punishment? He doesn't get tachrichin, he doesn't get a kittel. Right, if you have, just because he touched the Sefer Torah Arum, I can think of worse averus. El Amar Rabbi Zera, Arum below mitzvos. No, it means he's buried naked without mitzvos. Below Arum mitzvos, Sankataitach, again, what? He touches the Sefer Torah naked, he loses all of his mitzvos? El Ema Arum below Osa mitzvah. No, it means without this mitzvah, so we've limited it. He doesn't get the mitzvah of covet Sefer Torah, because he touched the Sefer Torah without any hefzik. There is a machlokas Rishonim, what happens if you washed your hands? Is there any problem with touching a Sefer Torah? Is this just Stam Yadayim? What if you wash your hands? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim, number one. Number two, where does this come up? The Beis Yosef, at the beginning of Kuf Mem Zayin in Orach Chaim, says that it must be that the Ashkenazim, who all touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah by Hagba, so it must be that they rely on these shitas of washing their hands beforehand. That's what the Beis Yosef says. And the Ramah says, I don't know, we don't touch the cloth during Hagba. I know what the Beis Yosef is talking about. So the Taz, we have Kuvim Zayin, says, no, you know what it means? It means when somebody does Hagba, and they did one too many columns, and then when you're doing Galila, it falls down, so you got to lift it up so you can roll it properly. It always happens. So what do we do? What do we do? That's where the Beis Yosef says, he saw in some shuls that they used to pick it up, so it must be they washed their hands. But what do? We try to be machal like the other opinion? We usually don't touch it directly. We touch it with the talus. We touch it with a talus for this reason. Because of this Gemara, we touch it with a talus. There is a machlokes, achron in there, because the Bach, there in the beginning of Kuf Mem Zayin, not going to read it to save time, the Bach says, but they don't touch, he didn't say like the Taz, like his son-in-law, the Taz. He didn't say like when the cloth was falling down. He said, maybe what they mean is that even the Atzei Chaim should not be touched barehanded. And therefore, says the Bach, if you do a Hagba, you should hold it with your talus. That's what the Bach is machmir. The Mishnah Berurah says, number one, he doesn't say it, but I'll add in, that should not be done because I'm more worried about the grip that you're going to have on the Sefer Torah if you try to be machmir on this. Right? Chumra to Asilide, major kula. Right? You don't want to hope everybody to fast for a month, Chas v'shalom. Right? But the Mishnah Berurah says, is Yorah. Right? Pia, all the, oh, look at this guy. He does the wraparound talus on the Atzei Chaim. Woo-woo! Right? Yorah. Right, that's why you shouldn't. You want to be machmer when you get an aliyah. Oh, that's your business, says the Mishnah Berurah. Nobody sees that, but if you're holding it up and everybody's looking at your hagva and everybody sees that you're not holding the Atzei Chaim properly, hold like the opinions that it's not a problem. Atzei Chaim are not included, just the cloth, and therefore it is okay. Right, that's the Mishnah. If you want to look it up, it's the sources are the beginning of Simon Kuf Mem Zayin in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Hey Gazabarisha, which Gzera came first? Two gzeiras. There was a gzeira on hands in general, and there was a gzeira on hands that touched Torah. So which came first? So Ilei Mahagazav Aresha, if they made the gzeira on all hands first. So Kima Dahagazav Aresha, if they made the gzeira on all hands first, Hasulam Ali. Why do they have to make a separate gzeira for the hands that touch the Sefer Torah? So it must have been the opposite order. Elahach Gazav Aresha, it must be they first made the gzeira on hands that touch the Torah. V'hadar Gazav Bekula Yadayim. And then they would go there on all Yadayim. By the way, there is one Sefer of Kisvei HaKodesh that we are mako by. The Minhag HaOlam is to be mako by to touch the cloth, and that is Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther generally, the Minhag is, you look around, everybody who had their own Megillas, they're touching the cloth. It might be a good idea to do Netzilas Yadayim without a bracha beforehand. Before one touches the cloth of Megillas, just to be, right, to be machmir, it is Kisvei HaKodesh, it's different, like the Gemara says, right, wasn't a nitan likasev, maybe an Esther begged for kisvun ludoros, but it could be a good idea to wash one's hands before they touch the cloth of the Megillah. Okay, we continue. Vitzvul Yom, next one on the list. This was number eight on the list, Vitzvul Yom. Tzvul Yom is a sheni latoma. Ask the Gemara, Tzvul Yom daraisi. What do you mean Tzvul Yom? Tzvul Yom is sheni on a daraisa level. Dichsiv uba hashemesh v'taher. Why, we had a mitzvah shir about that. The halachas of Tful Yom. So Gemara says, okay, sami mikan Tful Yom. This is the source for the delete button. Sami mikan Tful Yom. Take it out. Remove Tful Yom. Tosa says, remove Tful Yom from the Mishnah. Right, I'm sorry. No. Lo min ha-Mishnah. Don't remove it from the Mishnah. Remove it from the fact that it's one of the 18. The Mishnah there doesn't say these are the 18. The Mishnah just lists off 10 items that have the status of a sheni. So Tosva says, take it off, you're right, it's not one of the 18, even though it's true that a person is a sheni latuma, a tul yom is a sheni latuma. We mentioned in a parsha shir last year, or 2 years ago, the beautiful thought of the egle tau, in the name of his father, in his agdama, the sachashavar, the Avnei Nezer, the author of the egle tau, in the end of the agdama, so he quotes his father, who asks, what's the svara for tul yom? I went to the mikvah already, why do I have to wait till sunset? What do I have to wait till sunset for? I'm tar. So says the father of the Egle Tal. Why? Because once somebody was Tame today, the Roshim of everything we do in a day lasts till the end of the day. We're affected. If I was Tame today, I'm affected by that. And even if I went to the mikvah, there's still a taint on me. I have to wait till the next halachic day. That's why I told Yom. And he says if that applies by tumah, if obviously applies by tara as well. And that's why, says the Eglei Tal's father, you have to say Kriya Shema twice a day. Because if I say Kriya Shema in the morning, Kabbal Zamacha Shemayim, they'll last me the whole day. But once Shkia comes, once it's a different day, you know, I need another boost. I have to plug myself in again and say Kriya Shema again. When I wake up in the morning, I slept the whole night. I have to say Kriya Shema again. So you know, I've stayed up the whole night. Why? Okay. Question. But either way, that is the thought of the Eglei Tal. Vaiter va'ochlin shenitmu b'mashkin. If food that became tummy through liquids, that those are shenis. So b'mashkin demai. What type of liquids are we talking about here? Ilema b'mashkin habon machmas sheretz. If we're talking about liquids that touch the sheretz, a sheretz is an av daraisa. A liquid is a risha. So daraisa, that's a daraisa. That can make it me. That can make the food a sheni daraisa. Tichsev b'chol ha'mashka she'ishase. Ela. It must be mashkin that only tamei derabanan that comes because of they touched hands. V'gzeira mishum mashkin abon machmas sheretz, and it's a gzeira mishum the liquids that are daraisa. So they made a gzeira on a derabanan level. They make the gzeira by liquids and not solids. Rashi says because liquids are more prone to tuma. Solids have to be mukshar lekabel tuma. Liquids do not have to be. So liquids are more automatic in terms of becoming tame. That's what the gzeira is by liquids. Next, v'hakelim shenitmu b'mashkin, a kli that became tame through mashkin, so kelim shenitmu b'mashkin demai. Which liquids are we talking about? Same thing as we just said. Ilim b'mashkin d'zav. Are we talking about a kli that became tame from the mashkin of a zav? D'oraisa nina. That's a din d'oraisa. D'chsev v'chi yaro kazav batahar. If a zav spits on a tahor, masha biyat tahor, timesi lecha. Whatever is in the hand of the tahor that came from the zav makes him tameh. So that's a din daraisa. So ela b'mashkin abon machmas sheretz v'gzera mishum mashkin de zav. Again, gzera by durabana liquids atu daraisa liquids. Period. So we explained all of the cases in the Mishnah. Okay, but one of them was yadayim. One of them was that there was a gzera. One of the 18 things is that the Beis Shammai Yisrael got together and they said stam yadayim are tamei. So the Gemara says that's when they made that gzera. The yadayim tamidi shama vehilo gazer. The Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel made that gzera. Shammai v'Hillel gazer. No, it was earlier. Shammai and Hillel themselves made such a gzera. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Yossi ben Yoezer is straight up. Yossi ben Yochanan is Yerushalayim. They didn't only say things in Pirkei Avos. They said these following items. Gazru tumah l'eretz amim. They were gozer tumah on chutz l'aretz. Well, chutz l'aretz is tameh. So Rashi says, why? Rashi says, it is because of Safek Faris. Safek faros, alas amim shibsafek faros shalahem. To nachri matami b'maga b'masa v'ohel, and nachri is matami. So all chutzlaris is safek faros. We don't know where the kvaros are, and even if it's a non-Jew's kever, so it's a safek tuma. The Rabbi Yosef Engel in his commentary Gilyon Hashas here wonders, what if you know a place for sure that didn't have any kvaros? Is that tamei? Is it purely because of safek faros? I thought it's possibly because it's eretz amim. It's not eretz Yisrael. That's where this tumah and you're what you don't want to bring mitzvah satulias ba'aretz outside. So he has that, but Rashi at least here says it's the motivation might have been safek faros. V'abaiter v'al kli zchuchis, and they were also gozer on glass. What were they gozer on glass? Tumah. They were gozer tumah by glass. We're going to have in the coming days glass is not mentioned in the Torah. So they were gozer tumah by glass. Shimon ben Shetach tikin ksuba l'isha. Shimon ben Shetach was misaking ksuba for an isha. What does he mean, misaking ksuba? Last few medium lines in Rashi, that a man writes, that all my nechasim are achron l'ksuba. Ksuba, that is a major machlokas. Machlokas tanoim, machlokas amoraim, ksuba stavyud. Where the ksuba is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan. I think we mentioned in the past article by my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig about ksuba d'oraisa d'rabanan in the Shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam paskins ksuba d'rabanan. But there are many hints to the fact that the Rambam thinks that there are some elements of ksuba that are d'oraisa as well. In the Koteret, he discusses that the mitzvah of getting married is lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. There are many elements where he develops the idea that it could be that the details of ksuba are d'rabanan, but the idea of ksuba is d'oraisa. The commitment of ksuba is d'oraisa. Right, what does it say in all of our ksubis? The chazi lechi midaraisa. And the Rishonim struggle why that line is in there, or if Ro Rishonim hold that ksubis darabanan. But it could be that the concept is daraisa. Okay. Continuing, the gozer tuma al kli matris. There goes your tuma on metal kalim. We'll see what that's talking about. Shama vehilo gozer tuma la yadayim. So there it is. Shamin Hill already goes there Tumah on Yadayim. So what are you talking about? That the base Shammai and base Hillel were goes there. It was Shammai and Hillel themselves. And if you want to say it was Shammai and Hillel and their group, the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, no. Yurches Davar Gazru, Ub Yurches Nechluku. There were 18 Gzeirs that took place in the attic, and 18 that he argued about. Rashi says it's the same 18. Rashi says there was a machlokas about the 18, and then they voted and they had a gzera. Other Rishonim say it was different. But either way, they had 18. V'ilu hilo v'shamai lo nechluku ela begimel makomos. And Shammai and Hillel only had three arguments. So you can't say that they were there, and it's all one big time period. Damar Rav Huna, begimel makomos nechluku besulo. They only argued about three cases, which we'll get to by the Shema on tomorrow's daf. And if you want to say, Asu Inu Gazer Litlos, maybe Shammai and Hillel made the Gzeira that it should have the status of Suffolk Tuma. Your hands have to have Suffolk Litlos, meaning Suffolk, hanging. V'asu Talmidayu V'gazer Listrof, and their Talmidim came along and gave it the status of Vaday Tuma Durabanan. V'yomar Ilfa, but Ilfa tells us no. Yadayim Tchilas Gzeira Son Listrofa. Ilfa says that even at the beginning, the original enactment against Yadayim was Vadai. So the Gemara says it must be as follows. Ela asu inhu guzer. Shammai and Hillel themselves made the Gzeira v'lo kiblu minayu, but it wasn't accepted. Klal Yisrael didn't accept it. It wasn't pashat v'chol Yisrael. So they came up with the idea, but it didn't take root. V'yasu talmidayu guzru v'kiblu minayu. Then their talmidim came along, made the Gzeira. They said, you know, this is what our Rabbeim said. We really got to do it. And then it was Mekubal. And that's what happened. That's how you answer Shammai and Hillel versus Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. One more line. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. But still, that wasn't the beginning. The Akati Shlomo Gazar. This Takana is ancient. It goes way back, even before Shammai and Hillel. Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, B'shasha Tikin Shlomo, Eiravin V'Netilas Yadayim. When Shlomo HaMelech made the Takana of Eiravin and Netilas Yadayim, Yatsa Baskol the Amra. The Baskol went out and said, Bini im shchacham libecha yislach libi gam ani. Then he put that pasuk into Mishlei. But that was the Baskol, that he's happy. This is the simcha. Chacham bini usmach libi v'yashiva charfi davar. So you see, Shlomo HaMelech made the takana of Netilas Yadayim. So the Gemara says, Asa Shlomo gazer lekachim. And they extended it for Truma. So the steps were, Shlomo did it for Kachim, and then Shammai and Hillel did it for Truma, but it did not catch on. Their students did it for Truma, and it caught on. And then, just to add on, Lamaisa, Lamaisa, the later Chachamim added it on for Chulin, and that's why we wash for bread today. We wash for bread today as a Zecher to the Truma. The Shulchan Aruch says, and the Mishnah Berurah, in the beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Ches, really very inspiring. Beginning of Siman Kuf Nun Ches, why do we wash for bread? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he quotes the earlier sources, two reasons. Mepnei Srach Truma, Kiva Shedayim Askanios, Venoga Mechol Dovar, Ubizman Shainoik Tuma Vitara, and the Kohanim used to eat Truma, they used to wash their hands. So, Kadesh, you regilim Kohanim Bazeh, Gazru Gavkin, Alkolish Yisrael, Ochal Pas, Shasr Lechal Shitol Yadav. So, because of the Kohanim, they said everybody should wash their hands. V'gam achshav! And even the Kohanim are already eating Truma today. Lo bat lo takana zu. Why? Mehera yibana beis hamikdash. But every time we wash our hands, we should think about Mashiach. Every time we wash our hands. Unbelievable. And then the other answer is because your hands should be clean when you eat. Nikiyas v'kedusha. That is two points. Chassam Sofer wonders that there were other takanas that Shlomo made earlier. Shnios la'arayos. The other Gemaras talk about other Gzeiros than Takanas that he made. So Chassam Sofer says, the Pasuk talks about Simcha. When Chazal just make a Gzeira, doesn't always bring Simcha. Here, it's a Gzeira with a solution. That's why. It's not just time, you can't do something. Eat, just wash your hands beforehand. You can't carry in the Chatzer. Make an Erech Chatzeris. So Chazal not only made a Gzeira here, but they have the solution. That's why that's total Simcha, and that's why the Pasuk has this... So the Baskol Dafka went out and focused on these two items. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's more here. Shlomo HaMelech and why Dafka was this Erevin done now. Bizman Shlomo Dafka, the Gonim talk about it. Either way, we'll stop here. And we'll start by the Shem with Daf Tezvav tomorrow. Parshas here tonight, 8:45.